Yesterday and today, we're looking at Canadian healthcare through the province of Nova Scotia. Canada has a government-run, single-payer healthcare system. Senator Bernie Sanders has touted it as he campaigns for Medicare for All, something fellow presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is also championing.
The cheapest possible way to make sure that everyone gets the health care that they need is Medicare for All.
Amid the presidential campaign debate over health care, we wanted to see for ourselves how Canadian health care performs. In Nova Scotia, we found the health care system is strained by a lack of access to family doctors, specialists, and surgeons, resulting in rolling closures of emergency rooms and overcrowding at other ERs. Yesterday, we heard from Nova Scotian doctors about the issues. Today, we hear from patients.
I am a 33-year-old mother. I went undiagnosed with anal cancer for 2 years because I did not have access to a family doctor.
That is Nova Scotian Innes Rutterham in a tearful video posted to Facebook in the spring that went viral. Rutterham says without a family doctor, she had to rely on emergency rooms where her cancer went undetected several times. Eventually, she did get treatment and says her cancer is now in remission. We heard other stories. The mother waiting years for surgery for a growth on her daughter's foot. A broken bone in the hand of a man who unloads fishing boats, who went 2 years before surgical repairs. But we heard positive stories, too. One man from Cape Breton told us his prostate cancer treatment was timely and top-notch. And 60-year-old Lucy McNeil from the Nova Scotian town of Shelburne says she received world-class treatment following an advanced breast cancer diagnosis in 2018.
And I was taken care of lickety-split because when you're really sick, they don't waste any time with you at all.
McNeil says her care didn't cost her a dime out of pocket. She also has access to a family doctor, what we call a primary care physician. But 13% of Nova Scotians 12 and over don't have a family doctor. That's about the same percentage of people who lack a primary care doctor in Massachusetts and Maine, which has some of the best rates in the country. Across all of Canada, 15% lack a family doctor. In the U.S., it's nearly 23%. In Shelburne, the ER at Roseway Hospital is periodically closed due to a lack of physician coverage. In October and November, Adult UBUR Review found the hospital was closed for what amounted to more than 13 days. It frightens McNeil because she says she's at risk for life-threatening post-radiation fevers due to her weakened immune system.
If my fever's up longer than an hour, I have to get my butt over to emergency because the chemo kills your white blood cells.
Basic things, blood tests, x-rays, very difficult to even have those things done in this community.
That is the mayor of Shelburne, Karen Matitol, who is frustrated. We met her and Shelburne's volunteer fire chief, Dara Locke, in a waterfront coffee shop and bakery. They remember Roseway Hospital as a once-thriving, full-service hospital.
I mean, I can remember a day when babies were born at Roseway Hospital and surgery was done at Roseway Hospital, and unfortunately, there's been a downward slide of service available at the hospital.
But they'll tell you, well, you know, the population decreased in the county and therefore we couldn't continue to have those services. However, there's still 15,000 people living in this county that deserve to have access to services and deserve to have them in a reasonable, appropriate time. We live in Canada. That's a guarantee with the Canada Health Act, is universality and accessibility.
So the Canadian Health Act is not delivering the services it's supposed to from your point of view?
Absolutely not.
100 miles across Nova Scotia, in the Bay of Fundy fishing port town of Digby, we met 66-year-old Peter Armstrong.
I had a heart attack in 2015. When I came to Digby in 2017, I had no doctor.
So, Armstrong says he got on a waiting list.
I haven't heard from him yet. It's been over 2 years.
During this time, Armstrong says he experienced symptoms he feared meant another heart attack was coming.
I investigated to see what I could do. And there's the clinic, so I phoned up the clinic. sorry, we're not taking new patients. Phone us next month. Phone next month. Try next month. So I went and saw them, and the only way I got to have an appointment was by literally telling the person at the desk that I was having symptoms. What did they want me to do? Have a heart attack and die on the floor in front of them, or what?
What worries Dr. Gary Ernst of Doctors Nova Scotia, an advocacy group for doctors, is that patients will simply give up trying to find care.
What's even more unfortunate is the people who will decide, you know, I don't have a family doctor. I don't want to go and wait 4, 6, 8 hours in an emergency department or more. And they'll decide, you know, I'll just take my chances. And what ends up happening then is problems that could have been dealt with in a straightforward way if they were caught early become major issues.
Healthcare is costly in Nova Scotia. It consumes over 40% of the provincial budget. There are higher income taxes than most Americans pay, and there's the HST, a 15% sales tax on goods and services. It's charged on everything from home sales to e-books to gasoline, snacks, and soda. Despite the cost, despite the issues, polls show Canadians overwhelmingly support their healthcare system. Why? Paula Minikin, a Nova Scotia healthcare advocate, says it's cultural.
One of the things that you have to understand is everyone here believes very strongly in universal healthcare. And what that means is a strongly held cultural imperative, which is that everyone is 100% human, everyone deserves healthcare as a human right, and that you would see the sickest people first, not according to someone having influence or not.
It is a fact that a Canadian in a true healthcare emergency will get triaged to the front of the line, will receive what many patients and doctors call world-class treatment, and will not be charged a penny, even for long hospital stays and the most complicated treatments. We repeatedly asked the governing healthcare body in Nova Scotia, the Nova Scotia Health Authority, for comment, and we were turned down. Many critics told us the healthcare system in Nova Scotia is in crisis. But back in April of this year, when asked about the issues by the CBC, Nova Scotia Premier Stephen McNeil refused to use the word crisis.
There are challenges in the healthcare system in parts of accessing primary care. We've always acknowledged that, but we've continued to make adjustments.
Many Nova Scotians we met are avidly following the U.S. presidential campaign. Among them is Dr. Robert Miller, surgeon and emergency room doctor in Kentville, Nova Scotia, who told us his ER is often overcrowded.
There's been times where I've certainly thought this was my last day. You know, the overcrowding here has gotten to the point of just being intolerable and unsafe.
Which leads to this from Dr. Miller about the U.S. healthcare debate.
I find it interesting that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders look at us as a model. We're not. There's much better models internationally. And we can all look up this data and see who's doing a good job and who's not. And Canada's not.
Tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition, we examine those other healthcare models from around the world with a panel of experts. WBUR's Wilder Fleming produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.